First of all, I would like to join my chair in also conveying congratulations to President Obama for his re-election. We know this was a tough contest, but the American democracy is one that also continues to inspire many, because we know that the economic conditions were not the best, but the fact that President Obama was re-elected is also an indication of the trust of the people of America have in his ability to tackle the economic challenge that the country faced, the biggest since the Great Depression. Now, on the African front, we obviously celebrated this victory for two reasons. First, we saw it also as an opportunity for us to strengthen the relationship that we have started with the United States. We at the African Union Commission have high-level contact, which we started some 2-3 years ago between the administration and ourselves, and for which we have already started to discuss and implement significant areas. Secondly, you know, the U.S. is a global player and a significant partner to Africa in many areas, least of which, of course, one could mention CAGOA, which was started by President Clinton, very much enhanced by President Obama. We hope that this will give us an opportunity to really broaden that framework to make it not just a unilateral instrument, but an instrument and a platform under which we can strengthen socio-economic ties between the United States and Africa. And of course, both continents, the U.S. and Africa, have strong bonds of common history shared because of the people in the U.S. and people in Africa, but also we have a global agenda that affects us both, from climate change to terrorism to hunger, issues that we believe we can do together, and specifically on the issue of hunger. President Obama has been a champion on the program for food security globally, but also in Africa, and we've seen quite some momentum on that program, and we believe that there is an opportunity for us to continue to work together.
There have been criticisms from Africans who say that they expected President Obama's first term to have fostered a deeper relation with Africa than what prevailed. Now, in this second term, do you expect a bigger commitment or a bigger show of strong relations with Washington?
Yes, but for those of us who understand the way the U.S. System works, we of course do understand and appreciate the criticism, and of course, but what those of us understand, of course, we're not surprised, because we know that even getting AGOA extension was not easy through Congress, and that is because the U.S. system for any agreement that will touch on the U.S. and another state must be approved through Congress, and so there are always those challenges. But we know that deep down, as regards President Obama, as I said, we in the African Union Commission have already had very high contact levels of interaction that takes place. We know that they are deeply concerned about the fact that there is not much that is going in the way of enhancing that relationship. And we hope that this opportunity is there for us now to put this framework in a significant position than what it was in the recent past.
You made mention of terrorism, insecurity, and the lack of security thereof. Africa faces enormous challenges in that respect. The African Union Commission has made great efforts to try to resolve some of these issues. How do you think the relations between the United States and the African Union can help in stemming that tide, especially as recently as the problems that the West African nation of Mali faces with its with the militants in the north, or Islamists in the north.
Yes, that's one area that stands out as an opportunity for us to work with the U.S. And as you rightly mentioned, the problem of West Africa, specifically Mali, there is a national aspect of it, there is a regional aspect of it, there is also an international aspect, because as you said, we have seen some element of Al-Qaeda in this process. And for us, we believe that we need international, global issues can only be challenged or addressed also with the international community working together. And here again, whether we want to work with the UN Security Council, for instance, the UN Security Council has asked us to prepare within 45 days a mechanism on how to intervene in the case of Mali. But of course, the UN Security Council, as you know, the U.S. is a member of the permanent, is one of the permanent members of the UN Security Council. But also UN on its own and the U.S. on its own on bilateral issues. We've just had a meeting with Undersecretary just this evening now, discussing on how we can also continue to work together on these issues of terrorism, but also working on specifically the issue of Mali.